Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Bank Holiday Monday. Yeah, Bank Holiday Monday. Some of us have got to work for a little bit. I'm not moaning. Not really work, is it? Just speak it like this. You know, probably why I don't get paid. Anyway, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we begin the show with the fallout in the Premier League, where Manchester United smashed, hammered, annihilated Wolves and Molineux, thanks to a very late Mason Greenwood goal. Now, Cristiano Ronaldo wasn't at the game, but a cardboard cutout of the Portuguese was. And of course, he's expected to rejoin United in the coming days. Ronaldo, that is, not the cardboard cutout. Anyway, this was the reaction on TalkSport. You'll hear from Bruno Mars. How about that? The pop star.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Huh? Oh, right, okay, yeah. You'll hear from Bruno Lage, the Wolves manager. But first, this is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Wolves nil, Manchester United 1, and that's a new record of 28 away games without defeat in the top flight in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's 100th Premier League game in charge of Manchester United.
Great result on an average day at times, because we had to dig in, we had to defend well, we had to get our composure, but we did, and I thought second half we played better football than in the first. But we rolled our luck at times, but then sometimes you have to. They're excited, of course. Anyone would be excited to play with the likes of Cristiano. I was excited when he came when he was 18. And after the career he's had, of course, the boys are excited.
Listen, he's 36. It's not the same Ronaldo that was there before. His goal record at Juventus was still sensational. He still keeps himself in the peak of physical fitness. I think his aura will lift the fans. It will lift the dressing room. They signed Zlatan Ibrahimovic at the veteran stage of his career, and he had a positive impact, won a cup final pretty much on his own.
It's a Wolves player down injured, and the Wolves bench have gone absolutely crazy at the fourth official.
In the first half, we have the same situation, 30 minutes. Bruno was down in our box. We have a good transition. And in the same position, Pogba asked Nelson Semedo to put the ball out. So, same situation, 80 minutes, Marcel said to the player to put the ball out, he didn't put it, shoot a goal, I just said that.
That's the game the referees want now. I moaned last week that we should have had a foul, got told that was the correct decision by the referee and they want to let the game flow, so then I can't see anything wrong with that one.
On now to Spurs, who smashed Watford by the same scoreline, 1-0, thanks to a strike from Son. Meaning it's 3 wins from 3 in the Premier League for Nuno Espirito Santo's side, who are now top of the Premier League. Yeah, that's right. The same league where Arsenal are at the bottom. Don't laugh. Not nice. Unless, of course, you're a Spurs fan.
Spurs solid defensively. 3 clean sheets for them. And it's now 3 wins from 3. They are top of the table. It's finished at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Tottenham 1, Watford 0.
The table doesn't mean anything, and I ask everybody to feel the same as we, because it doesn't mean anything. We're starting to work together. The ideas are coming step by step. The players are committed. They work very hard, not only today, all the games they've been working hard to achieve what we want, to be consistent, a solid team that can manage the game like we did today. We had chances to kill the game, but it didn't happen, so we stick together and we keep a clean sheet.
When Harry Kane doesn't play, when he didn't play last season, who stepped up? Son. Yeah. Obviously, he didn't play against Man City. Who stepped up? Son. Today, Harry Kane, like you said, started quite slowly. He's off form. Who stepped up? Son. He steps up all the time, and he's a bit underrated, in my opinion.
That's for the Hornets. It's now back back-to-back away defeats for them back in the Premier League. They played well in patches and looked dangerous on the counter-attack, but they just didn't create enough chances.
I think the team give 100% in all the action in the game. We spoke before about this because it's important to learn about the mistake of the last game we played away. Only can say congrats. The big problem was we lost today, we lost, but this is the good way for our improving for ourselves.
On to Sunday's other match, where Marcelo Bielsa's Leeds drew with Shundashi's Burnley.
A good game of football, but heavens above, they put an awful lot of effort into it. And at the end of the day, I suppose you could argue a draw was just about a fair result. A Burnley one, Leeds one.
Well, the plan's formulated. We know the players know what they're doing. They know what to expect from the Premier League. And there's been a couple of reminders where we've just had soft spells in games, more so against Brighton. I didn't think that was the case today. I thought it was just a bit of misfortune today with their goal. But the players know what to expect from the Premier League. Performance-wise, been okay. Detail-wise, we need to sharpen up on that both ends of the pitch.
Now, you'll recall in the last edition of the podcast, a shambolic Arsenal display saw them drop to the bottom of the Premier League after losing half of 10-0 to Man City at the Etihad. Oh, come on. That's unnecessary. To stop the laughter track, keep it going for a bit. Bit more. Excellent. Cheer up, Gooners. At least your biggest rival Spurs are now top of the league. Oh, is it? That's the second time I've mentioned it in the podcast. My mistake. Anyway, the international break is now well and truly underway. So is it time for Mikel Arteta to go? Well, we'll hear from big Tony Cascarino, Highbury podcaster Sophie Nicolau, but first the former Gunner, Perry Jerry Berry Groves.
Once upon a time, not too long ago, we took a day out in Manchester. We all fall down.
And once again, Arsenal were bereft and they were absent without leave inside that penalty area. It is much too easy for Manchester City as Arsenal's early season problems deepen even more. 5-0.
The team selections, I looked at it and that really surprised me. You know that Man City are going to dominate position. I want us to be like, on the front foot. But our four midfield players, Granit Xhaka is the only one who thinks defensively, and even he's not mobile enough.
I looked at that defensive lineup.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, that was a League Cup team from years ago. If that's really the best team you can put out against Manchester City after spending £130 million, you've got no chance. And I think I heard driving into London this morning that eight of those players who started the game were signed by Arsene Wenger.
He's put the yellow card away. And Granit Xhaka has been sent off.
He's one of the leadership group. Sometimes he's given the captaincy. So you've got the younger players around you. It's the senior players that are supposed to help the younger players. And that's not leading by example. And I think it comes all the way from the top with ambition and leadership. And if there isn't any, that gradually trickles down and comes in to the team that's playing.
Made by Jack Grealish, finished off by Gabriel Jesus. Manchester City rampant, Arsenal rudderless.
There was an old saying, it's really difficult to beat 10 men. Well, I'm sorry, that Arsenal team after 2-0, that was an easy to make it 5-0 and could have been 6 and 7 quite comfortably. Why? Everybody's out of position. Everybody's doing their own job. There's lifeboats at Arsenal. And it might even include the manager in that, Nat.
How many teams would they even get into in the bottom half of the table? It's just not good enough, and he's not improving players. In fact, his man management skills are questionable because when there's a player who's challenged or who has a bit of a bad attitude, he doesn't manage them. He just ostracizes them. He gets rid of them. Are you telling me Saliba is not a better defender than what we have now? It just makes you realise and look at all of the decisions that he's made along the way.
I try to be optimistic in terms of maybe give Mikel Arteta a chance and say, we know what he's building something. But for me right now, Crookie, he's got to go.
You tried to be very optimistic.
I tried to get behind the team. I'm still behind the team, of course. But I think for Arsenal to progress, I think he has to go.
Spurs top of the league, we're bottom. Football's great, isn't it?
Do you by chance ever travel on the London Underground?
Yes, quite frequently.
Okay, and you know when you're getting on the train and they open the doors, yeah? What does the station announcer say, mate?
Mind the gap. Mind the gap.
Very funny. Very funny.
What does he say? I don't get that. What does he say?
Are you mind on the gap.
On now to Danny Kelly and Andy Goldstein's Transit Express.
Thank you very much indeed, Andy.
No, that is me. Just doing a really bad impression. of Danny Kelly.
Oh, I didn't think it was too bad.
Well, actually, it's not bad at all.
Thank you very much.
That's me again.
Just as Lionel Messi looks like he's about to enter the fray, one of his strike partners has tucked it in at the far post. Two for Kylian Mbappe, who, if he is saying goodbye to Paris Saint-Germain, is certainly doing so in style.
It's interesting hearing Leonardo is coming out and trying to make it out with his president to a certain extent that it's Mbappe. It's nothing that the club have done. But the fact is, they didn't negotiate quick enough. They didn't make him the main man quick enough. They didn't convince him of the validity and the lucidity of the thinking of the sporting project quick enough, because that's what he always wanted. It wasn't about the money. And for them to say, well, we've signed some big players, so with big name players, so we've given him exactly what he wanted. Mbappe is not unintelligent. He is very, very intelligent. And he is someone who understands, being an absolute football obsessive as he does. And I remember speaking to people behind the scenes at Monaco when he was breaking through there, and they were saying, you don't understand. Kylian is not like other footballers. He watches every single game. He pours over every bit of it. He's a fan who made it and a fan who has incredible ability. So thinking that signing some big name players will convince him that there is a project, that there is a team, is a little bit insulting of his intelligence and how well he understands the game, really. So I think as well, lots of people have been saying before this that Leonardo has presided over the greatest transfer window in history because he signed Wijnaldum for nothing, in inverted commas, because he signed Donnarumma for nothing. In inverted commas, etc., etc., and Messi for nothing, in inverted commas. But the reality is, this transfer window will go down as a failure because he dropped the ball, lost the most important jewel of the lot, and in the last couple of weeks, because Al Khelaifi, the president, understood this, he actually took the negotiations away from him and said, I'm going to deal with it myself. It turned out it was too late, but not too late to humiliate Leonardo, really.
And let's not forget that Leonardo had already suffered a humiliation because his relationship with Thomas Tuchel became so toxic that Tuchel was dismissed and went on to win the Champions League.
But that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. And don't forget, of course, to press that subscribe button. I'm back today on TalkSport for the Andy Goldstein Drive Time Bank Holiday Special with Ray Parler from 4 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thank you for listening, genuinely, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.